I don't want to be Rear Admiral George W. Melville. His list of accomplishments as a Civil War sailor, polar explorer, and engineer-in-chief of the Navy are extraordinary. So why exactly is he an unworthy exemplar? For all of his genius in steel and steam, he may be best remembered for his hot take 2 years before Orville and Wilbur made history at Kitty Hawk. He pontificated from his spectacularly bearded face, "There is no basis for the ardent hopes and positive statements made as to the safe and successful use of the dirigible balloon or flying machine, or both, for commercial transportation or as weapons of war, and that, therefore, it would be a wrong, whether willful or unknowing, to lead the people and perhaps governments at this time to believe the contrary." He also used words like impossible and absurd in his article. There is always a danger of making a fool out of oneself with knee-jerk reactions against the new, the emerging, and the latest technological advancements of the day, especially when they're in their infancy. Fully aware of the risk of becoming the Admiral Melville of homiletics, allow me to wade into the topic of the preacher and the use of AI. This morning, I tested Grok to give me the top three commentaries on the pastoral epistles written within the last 30 years. This is a topic that I'm familiar with because I'm teaching a seminary class on that very subject right now. The three recommendations that it offered were certainly on my short list of the best commentaries available. AI for the win. Does this test demonstrate that AI should be a primary tool in sermon prep? I would say an emphatic no. Why not? I could make all of the arguments that AI is known to make things up, misunderstand nuance, strip the beating effective heart out of communication, maybe even be forms of plagiarism, or mislead people who sacrificially give to support the work of ministry in your assembly by passing off as your work product a sermon that you did not write. I could question whether the Holy Spirit can even indwell or anoint a digital electronic device. I could keep going with a myriad of other potential ethical concerns that I have, but that is not for today. The reality is that many of the issues could be resolved with continued evolution of the technology or increased transparency from the preachers. This is what Melville didn't account for: unforeseen and rapid advancement in the technology. My primary concern does not pivot on the quality, capacity, or improvement to the technology. I question the wholesale adoption of AI for the writing of sermons for the same reason I would have scolded preachers for pilfering the sermons of noteworthy proclaimers from the internet, CDs, tapes, or books from the past. Sure, AI can be a great tool to point you to resources. Maybe create an organizational structure for the sermon, just like the aforementioned resources could have. But there is something else that is missing. Those who labor, yes, I said labor, at the task of sermon preparation are, according to Acts 6:4, called to be devoted to, be busily engaged in, or maybe more casually stated, spend a lot of time in prayer and ministry or serving of the word. We are not called to simply speak sermons, but are called to serve the word of God. There is an irrevocable mandate on the preacher to be formed by the word, not just parrot the words of the text, or worse, the words of someone or something else, be it commentary, sermon, book, Grok, Gemini, ChatGPT, or any other AI tool. Are there good ways to use AI? Yep. Are there things that can be appropriately streamlined in the process of serving the word of God by using AI? Yep. But if you're looking for AI to write your sermons, or you're indulging it too far, just so you can have time for other things, you're missing the main thing. Preacher, If you are focused on how to spend less time in the study of God's Word to be fully prepared to communicate and contextualize it to the people you have been called to serve, you picked the wrong job and you've assigned the wrong priorities in your ministry. If this makes me the homiletical Rear Admiral Melville, I'll wear that title with pride.